Postal strike. As of the time of going to press, Canada Post employees are on strike. In the event of a postal disruption, copies of the journal can be picked up at the journal office on 4th Street in Ashcroft. As the office is closed for vacation from November 20th to 28, copies will be left outside the front door for subscribers. First Responders Food Drive. The South Cariboo Elizabeth Fry Society is once again sponsoring a First Responders Food Drive in Clinton, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 23. Representatives from police, fire, ambulance, and more will be at the Clinton Ambulance Station to accept donations of food items for the Clinton Food Bank. Suggestions about what to bring include pasta, juice boxes, crackers, cereal, pudding, canned soups, fruits and vegetables, yogurt, and cheese. Cash donations are also welcome. Ask a geologist. The Kamloops Exploration Group and the Kamloops Museum and Archives are hosting another Ask a Geologist session at the Kamloops Museum, 207 Seymour Street, on Saturday, November 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. The event is fun for the whole family and is absolutely free, so bring in any rocks you want identified, view some interesting rock and educational displays, and enjoy some fun games and activities. Cache Creek Bingo. The Cache Creek Recreation Society's next bingo night is on Monday, November 25th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Cache Creek Community Hall, doors open at 5 p.m. The event now features a toonie ball alert, so come down for a fun evening that helps support activities in the community. Coffees on sessions are taking place at the 70 Mile Community Hall every Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The next one will be on November 26. The event features coffee, a by-donation lunch, and a chance to get together with others for conversation and camaraderie. Anyone interested in stepping things up a bit with crafts, art, card games, and more is encouraged to bring their ideas and themselves to the sessions. If you are interested in helping out by providing soup, bread, or desserts on specific dates, call Sally at 250-395-0278. Christmas in the Bridge. The Spence's Bridge Community Club has finalized several Christmas events coming up in the Bridge, proving once again that it's a small community with a big heart, and lots going on. Head to the lookout at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th for the light-up of the Christmas tree, which will feature carol singing, hot chocolate, and hot dogs. The Ashcroft and District Hospice Society will also be there with their memory tree, where you can celebrate a life and remember a cherished family member, friend, or pet who remains forever in your heart. On Friday, December 6th, get ready for a ham and turkey bingo at Clemis Hall. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. There will be an early bird cash bingo and 10 regular games for a ham or turkey, with a final blackout game for a ham and a turkey. There will also be a concession, door prizes, a 50-50 draw, and fun and games for all. The annual Christmas Bazaar, a tradition in Spence's Bridge for more than 50 years, takes place on Sunday, December 8th from noon to 4 p.m. at Clemis Hall, and there will be a Christmas party, co-hosted by Cook's Ferry Indian Band and the SBCC, on Sunday, December 15th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Cook's Ferry Band Gym. CADOSA Meeting. Want to find out more about the Clinton and District Outdoor Sportsmen Association, CADOSA? All are welcome to attend their regular meetings, which take place on the first Wednesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the basement of the Clinton Legion. The next meeting will be on Wednesday, December 4th. Big Tree Light Up. The Clinton Community Forest is holding its Big Tree Light Up event on Friday, December 6th, starting at 4:30 p.m. in front of the Clinton Village office. Just follow the music and find Santa's helpers, who will be handing out holiday treats before the actual light-up, which takes place promptly at 5 p.m. After that, you can do some Christmas shopping and support local merchants at the Embrace the Holiday Spirit Shop Local event, taking place until 8 p.m. throughout town. Love It Dance Showcase. Come out and support your local Love It Dance team at the competition showcase at the Ashcroft Hub on Saturday, December 7th. Which starts at 6:15 p.m. It's an opportunity for the dancers to shine on stage, have fun, celebrate their progress, and get ready for competition season. Entrance is by donation, plus a non-perishable food item to support the local food bank. Loon Lake Christmas Dinner. The Loon Lake Community Recreational and Agricultural Society is holding their community Christmas dinner on Saturday, December 7th at the Loon Lake Community Hall. Doors open at 5 p.m., diner served at 6 p.m., and all are welcome. The cost is $20 per plate for LLCRAS members, $25 for non-members, and kids 10 and under are free. Tickets must be reserved and paid for by November 30th. You can prepay online at www.loonlakecommunity.ca or pay by e-transfer to loonlakepurchases@gmail.com. Mention Xmas dinner in the comments. You can also call Gail Smith at 250-459-0083 to prepay with cash. LLCRAS is looking for a few elves to help get the community hall ready for the dinner. If you're able to help out, volunteers will be meeting at the hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th, and will be working indoors to set up the Christmas tree, lights, and other decorations. Design a logo. The 70 Mile Community Club is looking for a new logo and is having a creation contest. The design must contain 70 Mile Community Club and the address 2585 North Bonaparte Road, 70 Mile House, BCV0K2K0 Box 159. Present your logo at the club's next meeting, 6:30 p.m. on Monday, December 9th. The winner will receive $100. Clinton Kids Christmas Party. A free community Christmas party for children 10 and under will be taking place in Clinton on Sunday, December 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. There will be crafts and caroling, hot dogs and hot chocolate, a gift for each child who has been signed up by November 25th, and a chance to meet Santa Claus himself. Sign-up sheets are now available at several locations around town, including Clinton Building Center, the Clinton Post Office, Canco, Central Market, Integris Credit Union, and the Clinton Legion. Jingle Shop. Students at David Stoddart School in Clinton will once again be holding their Jingle Shop event, where kids can shop for inexpensive Christmas gifts. Donations of new or gently used items are appreciated, including unisex items, men's items, trinkets, games, wrapping paper, tags, etc. All money raised stays within the school community to benefit the students. Anyone with items to donate can contact Jody Madison on Facebook. Christmas gift bags. The Equality Project in Cache Creek is once again collecting donations so they can prepare 70 men's and 70 women's gift bags to be given out on Christmas Day. There are many disadvantaged and lonely people in our communities, and the hope is to make Christmas a little brighter for them. Donations can be dropped off at the project's clubhouse on Stage Road in Cache Creek. Only when they are open, which is Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Various businesses around Cache Creek and Ashcroft will also have donation boxes set up, or you can e-transfer a cash donation to info@theequalityproject.ca. Suggested items for donation include warm clothing, socks, toques, gloves, slippers, scarves, large, 250 ml or more, bottles of shampoo, conditioner, or body wash, dry skin lotion, lip balm, deodorant, perfume, or cologne, small games, decks of cards, or puzzle books, calendars, pens, notepads, nail clippers or files, or small flashlights, or chocolates, candies, or Japanese oranges. Tax receipts for donations of $25 or more are available upon request. Loon Lake Calendar. The judges, Stephanie Nicole Russell, Jenny Gaylord, and Jim Bird, have decided, and the winners of the 5th Annual Loon Lake Community Recreational and Agricultural Society Photo Contest have been announced. All of this year's submissions can be viewed at https://bit.ly/4507u. You can also purchase a 2025 LLCRAS calendar that contains 13 stunning shots showcasing the beauty of Loon Lake, and which makes a wonderful Christmas gift. Each calendar is $25, $28 with shipping, and funds raised help LLCRAS with their activities. Go to https://loonlakecommunity.ca/product/2025-calendar/ to order. Adult Badminton. Badminton season has started again, with free drop-in sessions taking place every Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Cache Creek Community Hall. Adults from throughout the region are welcome to attend. For more information, call 250-457-9164. School District 74. At the November 5th meeting of the School District No. 74 Board of Education, Trustees Larry Casper and Carmen Ranta were elected as co-chairs of the board. In addition, Trustee Connor Thomas was elected as the BC Public School Employers Association representative and Trustee Valerie Adrian was elected as the BC School Trustees Association Provincial Council representative. Superintendent Vesi Mochikas noted that co-chairs Casper and Ranta have a great deal of experience as trustees, and she looks forward to their continued positive, calm, and stable leadership so that the board can continue focusing on what is best for students. Seeing the light. Did you know? Light bulbs and ballasts, smoke detectors, and CO detectors are now accepted for recycling at all 10 TNRD Eco Depots, and are free to recycle. You can do your part to reduce the amount of waste being landfilled, and save money on tipping fees, by bringing these items with you the next time you visit an Eco Depot. Other items that are free to recycle include batteries, propane tanks, appliances, scrap metal, mattresses, used oil, car batteries, tires, paint, cardboard, glass, paper, and plastic containers. For more information about what can be recycled at the TNRD's facilities, go to www.tnrd.ca/recycling. Free Energy Saving Kit. If you live in an income-qualified household, you can get a free kit to help you save energy and make your home more comfortable all year round. Each kit includes simple, energy-saving products that you can install yourself, including 4 LED light bulbs, high-efficiency shower heads, weather stripping, an LED nightlight, a fridge and freezer thermometer, and more. With this kit, you can seal up the drafts around your home, save on lighting costs, and reduce your home's water use. It takes less than 5 minutes to apply for your free kit, which is available to qualifying homeowners, as well as renters who have a utility account in their own name. For more information, including an income chart to see if you qualify, and to order a kit, go to https://bit.ly/4ckrd8y.